It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Photographer Walker Evans documented a poetic and poignant, sometimes heartbreaking view of America through his lens. Evans is considered one of the most influential American photographers of the 20th century. There's now a new exhibition at Atlanta's High Museum that looks back at his 50-year career. Brett Abbott curated that show, and he joins me in our studio. Good to see you again.
Wonderful to see you.
And also with us is Duke University professor and photographer Alex Harris. He is originally from Atlanta, and he studied under Walker Evans. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Celeste. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Let's let the man speak for himself first. This is Walker Evans in an interview that was released by the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, describing his view of photography.
I believe the achievement of a work that is evocative and mysterious and at the same time realistic is a great one and a rare one. And perhaps sometimes almost an accident. It's akin to hunting, photography is.
Alex, what advice did he give you on achieving that happy accident that he's describing there?
You know, Walker really made it clear to us in class. I took a seminar from him as a junior at Yale. That the object of photography is not really to draw attention to yourself as a photographer, but to try to come as close as you can to the thing itself, to the thing that you're looking at, to the experience that you're having. And he basically said, look, you know, when you're young, you don't want your work to spring from studying the work of famous photographers or going to magazines or the gallery. You really want your work to spring from the life, what he called the life of the streets. And essentially, I think what he was saying to us is get out of the classroom, get beyond the walls of the university, have your own relationship with the world, discover what interests you, and let your work spring from your relationship to that subject.
So in curating this exhibit, or just knowing Walker Evans, and many people will know his work from all the photos he took of the Depression, this is a guy who grew up wealthy and yet had such an eye for what it meant to be poor. How do you, Brett, how do you understand that process? How did that happen?
Well, great question. I think that, you know, he showed throughout his life a real interest in the vernacular, in something that was very authentic about America. That started from a very early period when he was looking at scenes on the streets of New York, and then sort of moving to vernacular expressions in architecture. And all of that took place before he ever did this work during the Great Depression. I don't know exactly where that impulse came from, but it was something that stayed with him throughout his entire career.
Many people will group his work with Dorothea Lange's, whose photos are also very iconic of the Depression era. What's the difference between those two photographers?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're in many ways two of the most important photographers of the Depression. They were working in different areas of the country mostly. Evans's work is very quiet. It's very straightforward. It has a kind of subtle lyrical quality to it. It feels easy at first, but as you look at the pictures, they become more and more complex. There's this sophistication underlying the composition of everything that he did that was really, really wonderful. Lange had a slightly different approach. I think her pictures have a little bit more, in some way, emotion to them, a little bit more of a sense of candid capture and less perhaps structure.
So let's hear Walker Evans again. This is from that interview from the J. Paul Getty Museum in L.A. And yes, his work has been used for political purposes. This is him commenting on that.
The work produced in the Depression looks like social protest. It wasn't intended to be. It wasn't intended to be used as propaganda for any cause. I suppose I was interested in calling attention to something and even shocking people. But I don't think I had the purpose of improving the world.
Alex, what kind of relationship should a photographer, according to Walker Evans, should a photographer have with social movements and social protest and politics?
You know, in a sense, I think what Walker's saying is it almost doesn't matter what you think or feel politically or in terms of social causes. If you're a photographer who's trying to see the world in an authentic way, not as propaganda, but as the way things are, as the way you really see them, then your pictures will speak for themselves. And sometimes the photographs that yell the loudest are the ones that affect us the least. It's the quiet pictures like those that Walker made that make you think, gosh, this is the way things really are. And no one behind the camera is trying to manipulate me. They're showing me society as it is.
And yet, Brett, he had this uncanny ability to shock people with these photos that seemed so simple, as you say. When you're looking at that as a piece of art, how does that work?
Well, they feel at times so easy, almost as though they were meant to
be. As though it was an accident. He just turned and snapped a picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking of this one portrait that he did on the streets of New York. It was shot in a candid way. There's a woman looking across the street. She has a black hat on. And it feels so easy and candid. But then as you look at this picture, you realize that there are these wonderful, perhaps happy accidents. Perhaps it was something that he just intuitively felt when he made the picture. But the buildings behind her reflect the kind of white of her face and the dark of her hat behind her. You have these all of these lines around her face that serve to frame up her face for the viewer. It's very subtle. You don't notice them unless you spend a lot of time with this picture. But once you realize that all of these structures are there to make this picture feel so direct, you realize that he had this really sophisticated approach to picture making that was very quiet but very effective.
It's just a master of framing. That's a High Museum curator, Brett Abbott. He is behind the new exhibit with renowned photographer Walker Evans' photos. We also have been speaking with one of Evans' former students, Atlanta native Alex Harris, who studied with Evans. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
The exhibit is on display now through September 11th at the High Museum in Atlanta.